blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
That's right. Blue skies are still in the forecast. Summer isn't over quite yet. And in fact, we've had a record week for heat, hitting an all-time high for September 11th on Wednesday. We'll hear more about how that happened in a moment. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert, Cliff Mass, atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. Cliff, it's getting cooler, but we've still got some blue skies ahead this weekend, don't we?
We do, about 2.5 days to be exact. Today we have a lot of clouds around, and in fact, it drizzled out of a few of them on my house this morning. But those are going to burn off later in the morning, early afternoon. So we will see blue skies today, and temperatures will be getting up to the upper 70s, around 80. Tomorrow there'll be even more blue skies. We'll probably still have some morning clouds. Those will burn off, and temperatures will get into the upper 70s, lower 80s tomorrow. So Saturday is going to be the nicest day of the weekend. Unfortunately, Sunday begins a transition to something less blue. We'll start off okay, especially in the interior. You know, maybe a little low clouds will burn off. But then during the afternoon, thicker clouds aloft are going to be coming in. And in fact, by the time we get to the late afternoon, showers will be entering the region. And I expect some relatively heavy showers, even some thunderstorms on Sunday night. And unfortunately, you know, that's associated with a trough over the Pacific that's moving in. And the current computer models suggest that most of next week will be substantially cooler and cloudier, with temperatures going down into the 60s and on and off light showers. So we're going through a real transition, unfortunately, late Sunday, and it's going to stay that way for a while.
So no record-breaking days in the forecast like we had on Wednesday. 93 degrees. It didn't seem quite like home around here.
That's right. And it was very unusual for the summer. I mean, this summer we've had wonderful weather, but it's been very modest in terms of temperatures. We haven't gotten to the extremes very often, very few 90s. But we got a rare situation for this summer in which we had strong offshore flow that brings warmer air from the interior. And as the air descended on the Cascades, it was compressed and warmed further. And so that's what spiked the temperatures up to the mid-90s. A few places got over 95 as you got into the foothills.
Wow.
So it was really warm temperatures, and it's from downslope flow.
And then it actually cooled off pretty quickly as well.
Right. Well, when we're clear, we can cool off at night, particularly now because the nights are much longer. So we can cool down as long as there's no clouds there.
And you write that this is the best defined thermal trough of the summer. What do you mean by that?
Well, what happened is this downslope flow caused warming. Warm air is less dense than cold air, and that causes the pressure to fall. And so we had the development of what's called the thermal trough. This is a trough of low pressure that moves up from California up into Oregon into western Washington. Now, we've had almost none of those this summer. This was the first decent one, really, since the summer before.
And it's the same phenomenon that caused this amazing weather pattern down in Brookings, Oregon. That's near the California border on the coast. It was up to about 100 degrees there, while offshore 50 degrees cooler.
That's right. One of the most fun anomalies around here is what I call the Brookings effect. Brookings is a town just north of the California-Oregon border, and there's mountains, the Siskiyou Klamath Mountains, just to the east. Well, when you get strong downslope flow, when the air is coming from the east, descending down over Brookings, you can get these spikes of temperatures that are unimaginable. And so this week, they got up to 101 degrees there in Brookings. But if you drove maybe 20 minutes, a half hour north, it'd be in the 60s. It's in the 60s right offshore. Some people call this the banana belt of the Oregon coast, and it really is.
Wild stuff, all about airflow, right?
Right. Around here, because we have the mountains, you know, upslope flow gives us cooling and clouds. Downslope flow gives us warming temperatures and dry conditions. I mean, that's the story of Northwest weather.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. Next month, he's giving a 5-lecture evening short course called Reading the Northwest Sky, Understanding Our Weather and Climate. More information on that is at our website, kplu.org, where you can also listen to all of our weekly conversations. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.